So either John or Rachel, do you want to put up those resolutions for us?
Mr. Chair, yeah, I think Chris Hull is going to be able to handle that for us.
Oh, yep. We wanted you to do it, John.
Mr. Chairman, again, Tom Kirschman, while we're waiting for that, at the conclusion of those resolutions, we could certainly have Heather give you a very, very brief update on license sales that's in that package. It will not take long,
sure.
But I think it would be good to address these two resolutions so that action items are completed, if you're okay with that approach.
Yep, I think that's a good way to do it.
So the first one that's up on your screen should be Resolution 20-12, and that's in respect to the one Mr. Baldwin submitted on the preference points. Mr. Chairman, if you go down towards the bottom, and Chris, yeah, if you could scroll it up a little bit, thank you. Oh, too far. There you go. About halfway down, there's the whereas where it says the department and commission have discussed preference points on numerous occasions, and we've worked at an attempt to balance the preference points with opportunity. The current system of preference points and drawing for elk licenses does provide more license to applicants who have a higher number of preference points. Another whereas, in recent years, the concept of cubing preference points was implemented, which helps assure applicants with more preference points have greater chances of drawing their preferred license. And then the last whereas talks about the concept of, when we talk about elk license, they're difficult to draw because the demand does not exceed that supply. So those are the whereases that we included in the resolution for your consideration, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. And if you believe that that addresses the things that were discussed in respect to denial of that, we would ask for your concurrence of passing this resolution.
All right. Can you show me the number again at the top of that page? There we go. So we need a motion to approve Resolution 20-12.
Make that motion, Commissioner Beese.
Second.
Any discussion? Not. Rachel, will you read the roll, please?
East.
Aye.
Boyd.
Aye.
Locken.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sharp. Okay. Spring.
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor.
Okay, let's go to the next one then.
Chairman, Resolution 20-11 here is in respect to the petition that asks for some specific closures and timing of the year for walleye fishing on the Missouri River. Chris, if you can scroll down just a little bit more. Thank you, right there. So the whereas that we drafted for you based on your conversation is that, you know, the fisheries of South Dakota are managed for the enjoyment of all anglers, both resident and non-resident. The majority of that walleye and sauger harvest and angling pressure on the Missouri River takes place primarily in those months of May, June, and July. Spring angling pressures vary due to weather and fish populations, and South Dakota has removed all remaining season closures in recent years. Again, as we talked about, fishing season in South Dakota occur year-round. So those are what we drafted for your consideration, again, based on your discussion around this particular petition. And if you're comfortable with that, we would ask for your adoption of that Resolution 20-11.
Is there a motion to approve Resolution 20-11?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, Rachel, please read the roll again.
East.
Aye.
Boyd.
Aye.
Locken.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sharp. Yeah. Spring.
Aye.
Whitmire.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
All in favor.
Okay, so Heather, would you do a brief license sales update, then we'll be done.
Love to, very brief. So if you turn to the last page in your commission books, you'll see the license sales update.
We have the categories split out into resident and non-resident, where we are in the positive on both of those for a total of $1.3 million that we are up from this time last year. Our resident licenses are up 32% from 2019, and non-resident licenses are up 28% from 19, which 2019 wasn't a great year, but you can see in the summaries on the bottom of the page that our resident licenses are absolutely the highest we've had in 5 years. So I would take any questions that you all may have.
Any questions? Comments? Observations?
I think it's great.
Yeah, it's great. Good observation. All right, well, we'll be adjourned till July, and then if the commissioners could think about it, we're going to have to decide, do we have another meeting like this on Zoom, or are we ready to get back together again in Pier? We'll see how things go, but if you have particular opinions, let us know, okay?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Just a question. It's just a technical issue, but in the last two votes, when I would unmute and I said aye, did you guys hear me and Rachel not, or?
No.
No, we couldn't hear you.
I could see you say aye, but it's your mute and unmute was kind of backwards.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, because I'm looking right at it, and right now it says mute, and so I just want to see where our technical issues might be. So I just wanted to check.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everybody.
One other thing, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Commissioner Olson.
Items of interest that maybe we could have the staff or do a little homework on for us, or maybe an acknowledgement. I received a letter from Brad Gates from Mitchell talking about bobcat trapping. Did you receive a similar letter?
I didn't. I haven't seen it.
He just wanted to talk about an expansion of bobcat trapping into Hampton County, because he does trapping there and has seen quite a few, and had some accidental catches and feels that there's a need for a season there. And I could certainly scan this in and send it to y'all and to the staff as well. But it would be something I think should deserve or have merit for discussion in July.
Sure. And if anybody else has anything else they want added to the agenda, let us know. We'll get it on there. Anything else? Thank you. We'll see ya. We're in adjournment. Bye.